Yakuza. Yakuza. Yakuza Kick Radio. Anyone listening? Anyone listening? Knock, knock. Listen, listen. This is Sammy Callahan, and you're listening to him on Yakuza Kick Radio. You better all listen.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
That's Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio.
Well, this is Mr. Insanity Toby Fine, and if you're not listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, then you're weird. Boom.
All you had to do was listen to Yakuza Kick Radio, but you didn't. Now look at that guy, you homie. Fuck that. Black G, out.
My name is Justice Payne, and you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio.
And you are listening to Yakuza Kick Radio, the best in internet wrestling radio, period, bar none, just like Adam Cole. Yakuza Radio, love the name, Yakuza.
Yakuza Kick Radio has risen from the ashes of bad internet radio and become the premier place for any independent professional wrestler to stop and record their voice.
Jerry Cat and fucking Eric Lawrence cannot fucking keep this from the public, that they are fucking dyed-in-the-wool, true blue fucking members of fucking Cult Fiction, and motherfuckers need to keep that shit in fucking mind.
But you go to the back, and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. That's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
J-Cat Morris and Eric Williams, your hosts of Yakuza Kick Radio.
Yakuza Kick Radio. Yakuza Kick
Radio. Welcome to Yakuza Kick Radio. It is Thursday, January, Jesus Christ, 12. And, Hey, I'm your host, J-Cat Morris, and with me, as always, is my co-host, Eric Williams. What's going on, Eric?
Hey, J-Cat. How you doing? Just getting, you know
chilling,
doing the thing.
Yeah. Now, happy spring, everybody, because Samuel Adams judges my seasons, and apparently it's now spring.
Huh?
Yeah. The winter lager is no longer in stores, and now we have the Alpine spring. So, according to Samuel Adams, it's springtime. You hear the birds chirping, and, you know, the flowers are growing, and you got your Alpine spring in the liquor stores. So there you go. Happy spring, everybody. You know? These are some fucking season-changing motherfuckers, man. They jumped the gun like no other.
When the hell is summer? When's summer coming out?
I think the summer ale will be out in 3 weeks. It's
great.
Something else.
Fucking great.
Yeah. Fucking, I'm telling you, you'd start October, and then by November 1st, there's no more Oktoberfest. That's it. They're like, you're fucking done. October's over. You had it. You had it. You're fine. Same thing with pumpkin ale. You can't get a fucking pumpkin ale by Thanksgiving. You know, you would think pumpkin, Thanksgiving, it would still work. No, nope, that's an October thing. We're all done. So I don't know. This is, you know, the world of beer, I guess. So welcome to Beer Kick Radio, anyway.
What is Lane? Is Lane on right now? Where's Lane at?
Lane? No. He's the expert. He would put my show to shame in that aspect. He has quite the beer knowledge. Stan will be on shortly. We'll be doing football, and oh boy, is it a terrible week for Stan. But boy, it's not going to jump ahead of myself with that one. I got enough planned for him. But we got wrestling to talk about, obviously. We have the, the big doubleheader this weekend coming up with CZW and Evolve, the last two shows in this ECW arena, CZW Asylum, Viking Hall, fucking New Alhambra, whatever you want to call it. This is the end of wrestling as we know it in that building, so very, very big day. We're going to go over that. Later on, we're actually going to have a guest on And I have some stuff planned for that that I think is going to be pretty fucking interesting. Something that the show has never seen before. And you guys will just have to tune in to see what that is, because it's going to be pretty nice. So, well, I don't want to jump ahead and get into the WWE or really the football just yet. But I'll just make mention of this because I was going to upload it and everything, and it was just such a pain in the ass. I've been trying to upload clips for the past hour or so. I recently seen it, and I'm gonna clip this for next week, so you guys will still hear it and stuff, and I'm sure you can find it on the internet. I'm definitely not your only avenue for audio, but The Ultimate Warrior going back and forth with Kevin Nash. I heard the original Twitter post that started the whole thing, and that was, because I really didn't know how it got started, I just knew they were at each other's throats. Well, the original Twitter comment, a fan asked Warrior why he doesn't dye his hair and make a Kevin Nash comeback, in which he responded, "I'm not a dickhead who thrives on stealing the limelight from young guys." So that apparently is what started the whole storm of things, and then Kevin Nash called him out for a fight, and he wants to fight him UFC style and all of this other stuff. And, well, Warrior put out an enormous response, which is why it's not on the show yet, because the file is just huge. I tried chopping it in half and putting it up, and it's still too big. He put out a 10-minute-plus response to Kevin Nash, and I gotta tell you, this is the most sense I've ever heard the Warrior make, and he really made Kevin Nash look like an ignorant motherfucker. And hey, that's always makes me happy. It's a smile on my face when people make Kevin Nash look ignorant. So yeah, I mean, that's that whole thing. We'll, you know, get into that more when we're actually able to listen to the audio and comment on some of the things he says next week. What else do we got? Well, What shows happened this past weekend? Anything happened in the indies that you know of, Eric?
I thought Ring of Honor happened. Didn't Ring of Honor?
Did they?
Yeah, Maryland show.
Oh, okay. Not really sure. Yeah, I really didn't know much about that or anything like that.
I'm pulling some stuff up now. Give me a second.
Okay.
I think it was a TV taping.
Oh, was it? It seems like everything's for TV. Somebody's TV. I don't know. It's not mine, though. But yeah, definitely. Some stuff going on there. Ring of Honor doing shows. As I said, this big doubleheader on this weekend is going to be huge. I mean, they keep adding stuff. The most recent additive was in a death match, you will see John Zandig come back to take on DJ Hyde.
Is that for real? Because I read that earlier and I was confused. I don't know I want to know if that's true. Is that definitely
happening?
Oh, it's
right on the website. Yes.
Oh, okay.
Right,
so
on.
It is definitely happening. Okay.
It's right on the website. So, wow, that was a stupid move to me. There we go. So yeah, that's gonna happen. I don't know, you know, what they did to make that happen or whatever the case is. Eric, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just getting ready to pull this. Okay, so basically they taped a shitload of. They did have a show. It was on the 7th.
Okay.
And I have the results right in front of me.
All right. So what went down over there?
Well, a shitload of fucking TV tapings, and I think they let me count how many tapings they did. They did one for the fucking 21st, the 28th, the 4th, the 11th. All right, so that pretty much till February 11th, they have it all taped. So pretty much it's a spoiler alert if you're going to watch it on TV. Just close your ears. All right, so in a dark match, Devin Storm, formerly Crowbar of WCW fame, defeated Antonio, formerly of the Heartbreakers. That was a dark match.
I don't know from Antonio. I don't know who that is.
Do you remember the Heartbreakers in WWE?
No.
No? They did Antonio Thomas and Romeo Roselli. You remember them?
No. From what?
They were very not memorable. So.
Oh well, then that's why I don't remember them.
All right. So here's the show that's going to be. It's going to be shown on the 21st of January. Eddie Edwards defeated Mike Mondo.
Not to be confused with Little Mondo.
Nick Mondo. All
right. Mike Mondo. We're just gaining Mondos by the day.
The wrestling's greatest tag team have been fined for their chair shots to the head of the Briscoe brothers. The Briscoes want their money. That's what they said. Roderick Strong defeated Ricky Reyes after some illegal tactics.
Well, what kind of illegal tactics? Were they cooking pills with a spoon in a Chili's bathroom, or what? What are they doing? Oh, no, that was Tyson Tomko. I'm sorry.
Yeah, Tyson Tomko.
Clearly not the same thing I was thinking of.
Yeah. Matt Jackson defeated Kenny King. Rhett Titus was on crutches during this match, but Nick Jackson stole them and used them to help his brother win.
Yeah.
No handshakes given.
Uh-oh. That again. God. I don't like the handshake.
No handshakes whatsoever.
No.
For the 28th, for 120, that was the fucking three fucking matches on TV. Come on, seriously? Alright. So, the 28th, 128, Tommaso Ciampa defeated TJ Perkins. Michael Elgin defeated Grizzly Redwood. Team Richards of Davey Richards and Kyle O'Reilly defeated the new combination of Cedric Alexander and Caprice Coleman. Alexander gets KO'd. Now they're calling Team Richards Team Ambition.
Who's in Team Richards?
Richards, O'Reilly, and Cole.
Oh, okay. That's cool. They added him and them and the whole thing. That's cool. So I think that's like his cousin or some shit, isn't it?
Who? He just trained O'Reilly.
Okay, yeah. Yep.
All right.
They teamed him up with Adam Cole. That's cool.
Yeah, it's a good tag team.
Team
Future
Ambition.
Shock.
I don't know how, you know. I mean, it seems like the names they're coming up with for these guys are, you know, not the manliest in the world. But, you know.
Everything gets better. Everything gets better. You're gonna go off in a minute on something.
I know
you will. All right. ROH TV.
That's not like me at all.
This is for the show for February 4th. Television champion Jay Lethal defeated Mike Bennett. Jim Cornette comes out to talk about Kevin Steen and bans the pile driver.
Oh, fuck.
Steen swears that he will win the Ring of Honor championship.
Bans the pile driver. That's ridiculous. I don't even know how that. So they're finding people for chair shots, you know, wink wink. They're fucking now banning the pile driver again, wink wink, because, you know, it's the guy who ran in the door when he wasn't with the company to package pile drive, carry, and all of that nonsense, and now all of a sudden that's going to be banned, and I'm sure he'll never do it because he's such a rule-following guy. Jesus. It's either like just... I don't really know where they're going to go with that, you know? That would make any sense to me or any normal person, but... Yeah. Kevin Steen will have a different finisher. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Or, you know, he'll use it. Well, the ref's head is turned, or he'll probably package pile drive Jim Cornette. Wouldn't see that coming. Boy, would that shock the crowd. Okay.
Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, the Briscoes, defeated the world's greatest tag team via disqualification when Mark Briscoe is, again, hit with a chair. Another fine.
I don't get it. I mean, it's just, it's like that that right to censor group they used to have.
Right.
You know, when Stevie Richards used to come out, they fucking, I think Stacey Keebler was like writing all this shit down. Yeah.
Yeah,
that's kind of what it's like. Meanwhile, on TNA, you know, people have half their tits hanging out, but it's okay.
TNA, what? Huh?
Yeah.
That company's still around? Really?
It's muted on my TV.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah. You sound so happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Something else.
But yeah, that's that show. And then the Ring of Honor Wrestling for the fucking 11th of February, Lethal comes out and says he's going to get a title shot. He deserves it more than most in the company. And yeah, that's pretty much all he says. And then Eddie Edwards defeats Kyle O'Reilly with a little help from Adam Cole. Apparently, Adam Cole turned on Kyle O'Reilly during this match, and now he's teaming with Eddie Edwards.
Oh, wait. So we just formed something. Didn't they just name that team?
Yeah, Team Ambition.
What are they going to call it now?
I have no idea. Apparently, Adam Cole turns on...
Team Inspiration, wasn't it? Or
Ambition.
Ambition? Oh, I mean, now what? What is the other team called now with Eddie Edwards and...
Who the hell knows? Team Yakuza Kick Radio.
Huh. That's gimmick infringement.
We'll have to sue them. That we're gonna have to. They're gonna have to get a fine.
Oh no! Not another fine in Ring of Honor.
And then, all right. So here's another boring match. Mike Mondo and Matt Taven had a match, but Steen comes out, hits them both with package pile drivers.
Oh, but that move was banned. Wait a minute! Did nobody send him a memo?
And they just oh, my God. And then he has a scuffle with Carino.
Oh, God. Next thing you know, he'll be package pile driving that guy. This guy's out of control. They got to get this guy help or something, you know. It's celebrity fit club again for him, and, you know, it didn't work the first time Chaz was on. But, you know, the dancing and the next thing you know, he's just package pile driving everybody, and it's illegal.
Maybe he'll package pile driver his own mom, you know? Sure, you know?
Well, that'd be nice. I mean, that would work just fine. You couldn't see this coming. I mean, this is why I don't book companies, because the booking is so intricate that I could never come up with a complex storyline such as banning a move and then doing it later in the show, and fines all over the place. I can't even contain myself with the intricate plot lines of these companies unfolding.
All right, here's another one you're gonna laugh at. Ready?
Oh boy.
In a match where both teams put $5,000 on the line, the House of Truth of Roderick Strong and Michael Elgin defeated the Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, the Briscoe Brothers, via disqualification.
Yeah, that's always a shoot when they have money on the line.
How about the finish of a fucking show being a disqualification? And it's like, oh, disqualification. We'll see you next time.
Yeah. So who wins money in a disqualification?
Who the fuck knows? Does anybody? Maybe they just say, keep your money. We'll go home.
Yeah, maybe they do. Maybe they do. That would be, that would be good. But so that's the Ring of Honor show, huh?
Right. It sounded pretty damn boring.
Yeah. I mean, they sure did show up. Yeah. So, huh. But anyway, I guess we'll run down the CZW card real quick. Some pretty big stuff going on. I mean, excellent, excellent card on the afternoon show for sure. And you got AR Fox taking on UHA Nation. You got Eddie Kingston taking on Joker. Strong style showdown. Fucking, and that AR Fox match is going to be unbelievable. Those two are no strangers to each other. They definitely worked before together. I think even in CZW, they actually worked in wherever that was. Indiana, I think.
Indiana, UHA Nation Fox.
I believe so that they worked that match in Indiana, but I could be wrong. I'm not really sure. I think they've done it in Dragon Gate. They've definitely done it earlier in their career and stuff like that. So, yeah, you're going to see those guys tear it up. Eddie Kingston and Joker, another two guys who are no strangers to each other. Strong Style Showdown, fucking these guys are going to go in. Jesus still over in Japan, so you know there's not going to be any swerve interference on the side of Joker. He's representing over there, and you got, you know, just one-on-one, two hard-hitting dudes, and they'll tear it up. You got Ryan McBride.
You are right. They did wrestle in Deja Vu 6.
Okay, yeah. I have yet to watch that yet. I actually have it sitting over there on my TV, but I have not watched that yet. I did get a chance to watch the main event of that, but I didn't watch anything else. And that fucking Matt Tremont is an animal. That shit is fucking crazy. Definitely check that out, smartmarkvideo.com. His performance alone is worth the price of the match or the show. He tore that shit up, man. He is one sick fucking dude. Some of the spots you see him doing in that match, man. In there with Masada, who else they had? Necro and Danny Havoc, I think.
Yeah, yep.
Yeah, yeah. Crazy, crazy four way. Just killer shit. So check that out. You got Ryan McBride versus Derek Frazier. I don't really, I don't know. got Greg Excellent taking on Mia Yim in a rematch from the match that everybody had talked about a couple months back. I forget exactly what show that is. I have no preparation. That was a great match the first time, and you get a rematch. And Mia's out for vengeance. She lost the first time, and should be good.
I believe that was Night of Infamy.
May have been.
Yes, it was.
Okay. You have the Bulldozer Matt Tremont taking on Drew Gulak. And this was more or less set up by the fact that Gulak interfered in the match that Matt Tremont had with Danny Havoc at Cage of Death. When that happened, he got all pissed off and challenged him and everything, and Danny Havoc wants to kill him too, and Danny Havoc will be in the building, so who knows what's going to turn out from that. It's going to be a rough night for Drew Gulak unless, he has a habit of working some crafty tactics, and I'm sure he'll do the same. So you got that going down. You got DJ Hyde, current CZW owner, taking on former CZW owner John fucking Zandig. So it's gonna be what it's gonna be. I really don't know the extent of that match or how. I don't know. I mean, you're really gonna have to see how far all out these guys go. You know, last show in the building, hopefully it'll be monumental, but John Zandig is a guy who's, clearly not wanting to be a wrestler at this point, and he might come back, for this one shot. It's a one-time thing, and hopefully pulls out a whole lot of energy in him and puts on a great match out there. So we'll see what happens. He's definitely a bad motherfucker, and he's going to put it on DJ, that's for sure. So, the CZW Tag Team titles being defended. Azrael and Bandito Jr. defending their titles against the Blackout of Alex Colon and Ruckus. That should be a good match. Azrael and Bandito just won their titles, and this is their first defense.
Did they wrestle? No, they didn't wrestle Cage Death. So
right.
Yeah, it would be the first defense, yep.
Yep, first defense, and against these guys who've been on fire lately, should be interesting.
Hey, you never know, they could lose on the first shot, too.
Right, you never know. Could easily change hands, could be transitional champions, and that could be that. Next up, you have the junior heavyweight champion, Sami Callihan, taking on Blackout's Rick Swann. And that's
awesome.
That's going to be fucking insane. There's obviously a main event as well, but I think before we get to the main event, I'm going to play the promo that Sammy cut for the show.
Seven thousand miles. 6,944 to be exact. That's how many miles separates Rich Swan's new home in Tokyo, Japan, and my home in South Philly. 7,000 miles can change a lot of things. 7,000 miles can change who you are. 7,000 miles can change your whole outlook on wrestling. 7,000 miles can change your entire skill level. It can bring you to the next level. I understand that. But Richie Swan, I thought we were close. I thought we were boys. I thought we were compadres. I'm disappointed in you. I'm disappointed, man. All you had to do was ask. If you wanted a shot at the CZW World Junior Heavyweight Champion, all you had to do was ask. I've said it once. I've said it again. It doesn't matter who you are. It doesn't matter your weight. It doesn't matter where you're from. I don't care. If you want a shot at me and you think you can beat me, I'll put this title on the line anywhere, any place, any time. It doesn't matter. Richie, disappointed because you went behind my back. Greg Excellent won 3 wishes at Cage of Death by beating DJ Hyde, so this month he gets to run the show. I know you're friends with him, so you went behind my back and asked him for a title shot. Like I said, all you had to do was ask. All you had to do was ask. I thought we were boys, man. You know what happens. You know what happens better than anyone else when I get upset. I'm going to calm down for a second. Because it's not Saturday. It's not Saturday, January 14th yet. Which might be the last show CZW ever runs at the ECW Arena. It's going to be me and you. And you know better than else what happens when we step between those ropes. Richie, I don't care if you're my boy. I don't care if you're my friend. Like everybody else, you're going to tap to the stretch muffler. I promise you that.
Yeah. So that's that. Should be fucking awesome. That match is gonna be unbelievable. Very well made skill to show. Definitely the 2 matches that I'm looking at to really just top this thing is Sammy Callahan, Rich Swan, and AR Fox, Uha Nation. So you got things on both sides of the cards that are just gonna tear shit up, and I'm sure all these other matches are really gonna come through as well. I mean, you also have Devin Moore defending his heavyweight title against Adam Cole, who is doing all sorts of team jumping over on ROH, and I don't know what's going on anymore. So, you got that. And in the night show, and they also have, they've announced that Joey Styles will be in the house. So, that's pretty cool. I wonder if they're going to allow him to do commentary for the 2 shows or what. I mean, I'm sure he'll be doing commentary for the Evolve show. Because I'm sure he's the one who brought him in. They are doing a tribute to the arena at the end of the night. New Jack has been confirmed as one of the guests.
Banned from the building.
Last I heard, that was the deal, but I guess, building changed hands, these type of things, probably, just listed as a one-time thing, and figure if he breaks anything, well, they're remodeling anyway, so that'll work out. So it should be quite an event. On that card, you got John Davis taking on Kyle Matthews. Khalid Colonley, whatever. And Scott Reed taking on John Silver and Alex Reynolds. Pinky Sanchez taking on UHA Nation. Cheech and Cloudy squaring off one-on-one, which is always a great match. Haven't seen those guys in a little while, but, you know, what better way to bring them back to the scene than put them against each other. Yeah. AR Fox taking on Jigsaw. I think that's going to be a really good match, too. Super Smash Brothers taking on Chuck Taylor and Rich Swann.
Should be good.
Yep. Sami Callihan taking on Bobby Fish in a style battle rematch. Johnny Gargano defending his title against Ricochet. So you got those, all that lined up for you on, you know, it's going to be a hell of a day. Everybody should go out there and show up. Unfortunately, I will not be able to, but never mind me. Go out there, represent, give the building a good farewell. You know, let's prepare for the future of CZW and everything else. I'm sure they've got some stuff in store. You know, somewhere to go, and we'll see what's up after the show. Let me see, what do I got? Trying to think what else is going on.
They just announced the Briscoes are wrestling on the 20th in Philadelphia. The Briscoes are wrestling Hollow Wicked and Jigsaw from Chikara.
Why are they doing that?
I guess the Briscoes had an open challenge, and Chikara's two guys, Jigsaw and Hollow Wicked, decided to accept the open challenge. So, that's
what
that
company
was about.
Is that, though?
That's ROH.
Oh, in ROH. Okay.
In Philly, the 20th.
Okay. Well, I mean, that should be interesting. Let me see what else I got. See if I got any clips or what. Well, I'm gonna. Yeah, some jerk off talking to Eric Bischoff on my TV right now. I guess he was a ref, and now he's not a ref. He's got a mic.
That's his son, isn't it?
Oh, that, maybe that's his son. There you go. Well, I was probably calling him a jerk off the first time then.
It's Bischoff's son. That's funny as shit.
That's pretty accurate. I'm going to play this song, give a couple more minutes. Hopefully Stan will show up. See what's going on with that. And be back in just a minute.
What? I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. This a record that made me wanna be a rapper, real tough.
Benz and Styles.
Throwback Jack 3 is here, nigga. I need a B-E-A-T. Lyrically, I leave them D-E-A-D. Crisscross guns make them jump like J-D. Bitches say I'm crazy, cause I stand firm like Esco when A-Z. Radio DJ still no one to play me. So I send my ladies with the 380s. Hop up the Mercedes, look at how they spray these. Leave them all foaming at the mouth like rabies. The Trey Pound knock them out of the sneak.
I need a beat.
It's that shit, you just let it breathe right here, you bring it back like, I mean. Second verse, somebody give him a second hearse. Multiple gunshot wounds, give him a second nurse. Lyrics that stretch from break to break. I DDT a whack rapper like I'm Jason Snake. Act up and the hammers are talk. I'm a one-man road warrior, they call me Animal Hawk. And they gon' need the National Guards to come get us. They figured the 4-4 Bulldogs wasn't British. And y'all niggas so soft, I jump in the ring and clothesline all of y'all like Nikita Koloff. This ain't nothing new, Jack Frost been bugging. Hit him with a 2x4 like Hacksaw Jim Duggan. You could think of WWF until you catch a couple hot ones up in your chest. I bang with a couple rappers, I don't fuck with the rest. I pray with a few that's Muslim and buck at the rest. I come through, dump on y'all till nothing is left. Empty out the pump on y'all, you fuck with the best. I'm a tad bit aggravated. Professor Frost, class is still assessing, and y'all niggas never graduated. These young niggas screaming, they on deck. They get a little airplay and thinking they up next. If they is, I'll be right there to snap they neck and put a gun to their manager and cash they check. Fuck all of y'all. Learn how to move with caution. I won't hesitate with extortion for a portion. Make you wish your moms would have had an abortion. And if you got kids, turn them all into orphans. That's my favorite part right here.
I need a beat. I need a beat.
Yeah, man. Throwback Jack 3, nigga. Holla, Jack.
Bend your style.
Jackman, big gun with a big clip. 20 pipes of perk, you wanna take a big sip. I sell it quick, but I don't drink that shit. Catch you leaning while you dipping, and I sink that shit. Jackman, big gun with a big clip. Jackman, big gun with a big clip. Jackman, big gun with a big clip.
All right. Yeah, it's Jack Frost again. I've been playing him pretty constantly. Big on that stuff. So anyway, what else is going on? Man, all sorts of sidetrack tonight. They announced that WrestleMania next year is actually going to be in Giant Stadium, which is kind of, kind of interesting because, I mean, the weather can go either way. It's, you know, open stadium, so you could only hope for the best. and Jersey weather, you really don't know what the fuck to expect. But,
Jersey in general.
I'm contemplating that one because I've always wanted to go to a WrestleMania before, and I think it'd be really cool. I mean, it's, of course, ridiculously overpriced, but it is right around tax time. So, I don't know. I mean, maybe I'll be able to pull that off. That'd be pretty fucking awesome, I think. The only other thing, too, is, I'm picky, man. I said, front row for all these times with CZW. Now, obviously, I don't expect to sit front row. I mean, that's insane. But I don't
fucking
know.
Awesome.
Yeah, right. I'm sure. I don't know if I could sit in the upper deck type stuff and try to watch wrestling. I don't know if I could do that. Yeah, sure they have the Titantron or whatever, but I don't know that I could actually sit way up in the in the sky.
Just to say you're at a WrestleMania though. Come on.
Just to say I was, I don't know. I don't know about that balcony shit, man. I really don't. I don't know. I'd have to see what's up. Wonder if you're allowed to take pictures there. I don't know. I would imagine not. But
if you could, that means Dragon Gate USA looks fucking stupid.
Oh. Of course they look stupid. Especially when you see these people. The travel package. Jones in the chat room saying something about the travel package for WrestleMania 20 was $3,000. Well, I don't.
Holy shit.
I'm going to travel in my car, so I don't really need any of that travel stuff, but I don't plan on spending anywhere near $1,000 or any of this nonsense to go to a wrestling show. But, I don't know if it's even within my range, so we'll see what's up. I don't know if they charge you to drive there, Yeah, that is a good point. Nina's saying, she would think that you could take pictures because you always see tons of flashes, in the crowd. So, very possible.
Right.
But, who knows? I mean, if you're sitting in the fucking balcony, you're going to need one of those space lenses that you could see, comets and stuff with. Because, it's
take
pretty much the only way.
For this year's WrestleMania, upper level seats are going for on Ticketmaster $66 a ticket.
Oh, then
but
count me in it.
But medium, not lower level, but it would be the second deck.
$348.
For the second deck?
For the second deck. They have one. They have They have right by the ring. Ring. It would be pretty much the bleach, you know, because they have the, you know, ringside and they have all those seats in the, you know, by the ring, you know, the shitload of rows and shit like that.
Right.
And then, like, the first level after that, after all the stuff on the floor, is 300. And, like, what was it, 358?
What are the floor seats that I got that listed on there?
Well, you can't really see the prices because they're all sold out. Yeah, I can only see the stuff that's not on. I mean, it's saying something about $500 is like. Oh, they have one floor seat. It's $500. One floor seat.
Man, that's a lot of money. man, they have fucking ODB on TV a minute ago talking to Eric Young, and I could swear I thought she was Juventud Guerrero when I first saw her. she had the bandana on. Fucking padded up. And I thought his chest looked a little bigger than normal, but I haven't seen him in a while, so I figured, you know, who knows what he's doing. But yeah.
Well, it's saying no laser pens or video cameras, so I'm guessing you can take photos.
Yeah. Yeah, that's cool.
That makes Dragon Gate USA look like shit.
Oh, yeah. They're kind of retarded, especially when you allow people to hold. Everyone's holding their phone into the sky, like. Pretty obvious what's going on. Like, everybody in the crowd's trying to get reception. Like, you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm pretty sure. They probably are having a hard time getting reception.
Yeah. Everyone's trying to get reception.
Like, oh, shit.
And then calling the wrestlers and telling them to smile. You know? It's makes
sense.
And
they want to see their face, you know?
Yeah. Well, you know, whatever works. I have no idea. So, yeah, it's, I was staying a minute ago on this computer thing I got, and, yeah, he said to send him the number. I don't know, I did that, and I'm not really sure what the hell is going on with him. I don't know if I sent it through a fax machine or what the fuck I just did, but, we'll see what goes on. But, yeah, they're, saying that, somebody asked, some kind of report, news report asked, Vince McMahon, whether they would be bringing in or trying to bring in Paul Heyman and Brock Lesnar as a package deal. And, you know, reports are saying that they are not interested in Paul Heyman. Paul Heyman is not being sought out to do it, and they are in talks with Brock Lesnar, which is really no surprise. So, yeah, that's what's up there. What else is going on? Well, let me see. Any other random stuff you got?
Any PWG shows happening anytime soon?
I don't really know.
Kurt Russell reunion show. Let me find out right now.
Yeah, the Kurt Russell.
Or something. I don't know if that's.
Kurt Russell might be around somewhere. I don't know.
Kurt Russell. I got a
search for Kurt Russell.
Oh yeah, they got a bunch of matches announced for Ring of Honor on the 20th. If you want to do that again.
Okay. Well, there's gonna be fines. I know that much.
Yeah. But there's no results. We don't have to read the results right now.
Okay.
So there's no goofy like things you can have to read. All right. So Ring of Honor World Title Match. Champion versus champion. The Ring of Honor World Champion, Davey Richards, defends the Ring of Honor World Championship against the World TV Champion, Jay Lethal. All
right.
In a special challenge match, that young knockout kid, Chris Hero, takes on Michael Elgin with Truth Martini in his corner.
All
right. Wrestling's greatest tag team, Shelton Benjamin and Charlie Haas. I don't know why the hell they're wrestling this team after Cole turned on O'Reilly, but they're wrestling Cole and O'Reilly.
Huh.
That's weird.
I don't know.
It's very weird.
Well, I think we got Stan on the line finally.
Okay.
Yo. Hey, what's up? Sorry about that. What's going on, everybody?
What's up, Stan?
going on? You got the Little League all figured out?
Yeah, Pop Warner football. Pop Warner, had to switch some things over. A lot of fun. Yeah.
You got to find some football to watch these days, don't you?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. 182 days before the Pop Warner season starts, and I'm doing three-hour meetings. Nothing but fun.
Yeah, something to look forward to. But, yeah, so, Eric, you want to finish going through whatever
matches? All right, so in a proving ground match, World Tag Team Champions, the Briscoes takes on Jigsaw and Hollow Wicked. No Holds Barred, Die Hard Eddie Edwards takes on Roderick Strong with Truth Martini. And Kevin Steen versus Kenny King.
Huh.
And that's
All right. Well, I mean, we have so much to talk about now. Shit, we got Raw, we got football, we got... Oh, Jesus. We got Jesus. Much Jesus to talk about. Well, I don't know. What do you want to jump into first, Eric? You know, I think your time's limited tonight, right?
Yeah. I mean, we could go into football.
I think I'm only going to be able to have you on for so much of this because you know.
Gotta get out by 10:30.
I mean, we definitely have to do the Japanese with Eric, so I guess we'll
do
that. Football.
Do you want to do that first?
Yeah, okay. Well, hold on. Let me get the music queued up.
All right. Let me get the tape. Hold on. Let me get it. Hold on.
All right. We'll do that so we don't miss out on any Japanese with Eric.
No, fucking missing out on that shit tonight. No way.
Whose life would be complete without that? Nobody.
Not mine.
That's right.
Give me one second. Loading up.
There we go.
I do have to say this is my favorite segment of the show. I do love the way Japanese just rolls off Eric's tongue.
Yes, it sure does. It sure does.
Next week on the show, UFC with Jay.
Yeah, right. All right, you got that card ready?
Actually, it's still loading.
Oh.
Oh, here it is.
Man.
Ready?
Eric, you got like the computer from the Flintstones when a bird comes and types everything into a stone for you.
Right? Yeah. That's how it goes, right?
All right. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, this is Japanese with Eric.
And this is New Japan Pro Wrestling 40th Anniversary Tour, Wrestle Kingdom in the Tokyo Dome. This was filmed on, but it was on the 4th of... January, 43,000 fans in attendance.
That's unbelievable.
And I don't know why it says zero, but it says Captain New Japan and Tama Tonga beat Tomaki Onan Kaiosuke Mikami when Tonga at 8:47 when Tonga used the head shrinker on Mikami. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Title Prince Devitt and Raisuke Taguchi beat Davey Richards and Rocky Romero, who were the champions at 12:44 when Taguchi used a front cradle on Richards to become the 30th champion. Aerial Kingdom featuring CMLL Super Estrellas, Jushin Thunder Liger, Tiger Mask Kushida, and Mascara Dorada beat Atlantis, Loose Cunt, Taka Michinoku, Kaien Taijojo, and Taiichi when Liger used a brainbuster on Valiente. New Japan representation Kazuchika Okada and Yoshihashi return match. Kazuchika Okada beat Yoshihashi at 4:37 with the Rainmaker. In a Blue Justice Never Die, Masakatsu Funaki All Japan and Masayuki Kono All Japan beat Yuji Nagata and Wataru Inoue when Funaki used a left kick on Inoue at 6 minutes and 34 seconds. In Tokyo Monster War, MVP and Shelton Benjamin defeated Masato Tanaka and Yujiro Takahashi when MVP used the irreversible crisis on Takahashi. In an IWGP Tag Team Championship match, Hiroshi Tenzin and
Satoshi Kojima beat Giant Bernard and Carl Anderson, who were the champions, at 12 minutes and 40 seconds, and Tenzin used a moonsault press on Bernard to become the 58th champion. In New Japan vs. Noah Battle, Hiroki Goto beat Takahashi Tsuji with the Shutenkai. In a fight without honor, Togi Makabe defeated Yoshihiro Takayama with a King Kong knee drop. New Japan versus Noah Battle, number 2, Go Shizaki and Nayamuchi Marufuji defeated Shinsuke Nakamori and Mike Hawk. Red Shizaki used the Go Flash on Hawk. Keiji Muto defeated Tetsuya Naito at 22 minutes and 35 seconds with a moonsault press. And an IWGP Heavyweight Champion Hiroshi Tanahashi beat Minoru Suzuki at 25 minutes and 59 seconds with a high fly flow.
Wow, is that the whole show?
Yep.
Well, that was Japanese with Eric. I'm missing my, hold on. Jesus. Japanese with Eric.
English, motherfucker, do you speak it? Yes.
There we go. So, yeah, man, that's the shit. And, fuck, 40-something thousand fans?
43,000.
43,000 fans. I mean, that's how you host a fucking wrestling event. Jesus, I mean, there's just, there's nothing like that. And what does WrestleMania bring in?
Depending on where it is, WrestleMania pulls in a pretty big crowd when it's in a big venue.
Well, they have, I don't know if you didn't hear earlier, but it's in Giant Stadium next year.
Yeah, I seen it on Facebook, on somebody's Facebook post. So that holds 80,000 plus, obviously you can put people on the field. So that will hold up to, that'll be right around the 80,000 mark if it sells out, which it should in this market.
Right. Yeah, but, you know, that's, you know, you're talking the biggest show out there, and, you know, they're running 40-something thousand on, you know, just a show. So that's pretty awesome. But, yeah, that's the deal. Well, I guess we have a little bit of football to talk about. Not a whole hell of a lot, because, you know, it is the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs? You kidding me? Playoffs?
That's right, Jim. That's right. So, yeah, more or less. See, to me, these games this weekend weren't all that interesting, other than one. The Lions just got beat up. You know, it was just the Saints just ran away from them. You know, the Texans just kind of beat up on the Bengals. Carson Palmer was doing nothing but throwing picks all day. Yeah, it's just
Carson Palmer?
Pick up. Huh? Carson Palmer. Yeah, he actually came back. He wore Andy Dalton's jersey.
Did he paint it red?
Yes, he did. It was. That's why Andy Dalton looked so shitty. It was actually Carson Palmer in disguise. And, he was throwing picks all over the place, like it was just yesterday. Anyway, and then the Giants just kind of ran away with the game over there in Atlanta. Atlanta scored all of 2 points on pretty much a mistake from the Giants with some intentional grounding on the fucking in the end zone and whatnot. So pretty dumb shit. But anyway, of course the game. Oh, man, game of the week. That would be Stan's Steelers over there, and Tim Tebow. Oh, what a guy! I heard his song the other day. I think it's pretty accurate to wrap up on that whole thing. But
this kid is a gamer. He's a baller. He's a playmaker.
and a shot caller. In case you didn't know, I got T-boned. He shattered the mold, and all he does is win. All he does is win games.
Listen.
I got T-boned. He shattered the mold, and all he does is win. All he does is unleash.
Tell T-boned.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him play.
Next on Sunday.
Unleash.
Tell T-boned. Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play.
I'm going to church Sunday.
Run, pass, option. I think that's my game.
I can't give you that.
I'm no Don Elway.
He's rewriting the book.
Week in and week out.
He's a unique
football player.
That's what Tim Tebow's all about.
He's a gamer. He's a caller. Playmaker. Shot caller. He's a gamer. He's a caller. Playmaker. Shot caller. Unleash
Tim Tebow.
Let him go.
It's time.
Turn him loose.
Let him play. Let him play.
Next on Sunday.
And all he does is win. All he does is win.
One more day. One more win.
All he does is win games.
Yeah. That was it's an even better video. You gotta watch the video. But I don't know. I mean, there's so much to talk about with that guy. What a game. That guy. He did his classic Tim Tebow game, you know, running all over the place, doing what he was doing, but actually throwing passes. Some pretty impressive passes, I gotta say that. Definitely shocked a lot of people, including myself, who said he couldn't pass the fucking football. And, man, that secondary had a serious, serious problem with him. And, I don't know, man. I don't know. I know the one play, Polamalu just got burned. Like, it was ridiculous. Forget which one of the wide receivers. He made a move on him, and he just fucking stopped. Like, it was unreal. I don't know, Sam. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts on the game are a couple things. There's a lot of injuries on the defense and offense, which definitely hurt the Steelers.
Yeah, it hurt.
Tim Tebow played the game of his life. He was throwing passes like you wouldn't believe. He wasn't just, you know, hitting wide open receivers. A couple times he did, but he was putting the ball into tight windows, throwing it with Brett Favre strength. It was unreal. Ike Taylor, who got burnt on like three of those plays, is a solid NFL cornerback who got made to look stupid all day long.
Yeah.
Can you picture? No. He just
yep.
came down and definitely left the Broncos. I don't know what to say. I mean, I've had many different takes on it. In a way, with all the injuries on defense, I'm kind of happy we didn't have to prolong it. Obviously, you always want a shot in the playoffs to keep going. But that Denver team is going to go up to New England, and that defense can hold them to, you know, 28 points or so. And Tebow plays the way he did today. Or today, this week, they got a real shot to do something.
Yeah, I think they definitely have a shot against New England. I mean, even Hulk Hogan knows what's up with that guy. I mean,
well, you know, Tim Tebow looks like my shadow at high noon, brother.
So, you know,
which way does your shadow go at high noon? Does it go smaller? Does it get bigger, or is there no shadow at high noon because the sun's right on top of you?
I don't know, and I don't think Hogan knows either, you know, quite honestly. I think he just speaks. But, amazing enough, how many yards did Tim Tebow throw?
10-3-16 says I just whipped your ass.
Yeah. That's probably the worst part of that entire game is the motherfucker couldn't throw for 315, 317, hell, 410. He had to throw for 316 yards just so I can have more shit to deal with this week. Just so I can go on Facebook and see everybody's now the biggest Tim Tebow fucking fan. Just so I can go and turn on my fucking morning radio on my way to work knowing that I got to listen to the asshole Giant fans. No, they're not going to talk about the Giants. They're going to talk about Tim Tebow and how he's fucking Jesus. So I wake up in the morning, take a shower, brush my teeth, get ready for work, walk out the door, and the next fucking 35 minutes of my life is being reminded of Tim goddamn Tebow. Oh, it's fantastic. 316 yards. Amazing.
Yeah, fantastic. But, yeah, we had played a while back. We had this, they're like these little cartoon animals, and they talk about all sorts of things, and they kind of have, like, robotic, like, British-ish voices. And they're pretty fucking entertaining. I found one that they did on Tebow. It's about a four and a half minute clip. We'll play this. It's pretty entertaining on the whole take on Tim Tebow and how his people feel about him and whatnot. So we'll be back.
I'm intrigued by American football. Who is in the playoffs?
The Denver Broncos are playing the New England Patriots.
Who plays for the Denver Broncos?
The quarterback is Tim Tebow.
Is Tim Tebow very good?
The sports media does not think Tim Tebow is very good.
Who is the sports media's favorite young quarterback then?
Cam Newton of the Carolina Panthers. He throws a lot and puts up a lot of yards.
What was the Carolina Panthers' record this year?
They were 6-10.
If Tim Tebow is as bad as the sports media thinks, how did he get to the playoffs?
He won 6 games in a row and went 7-4 to finish the season. The Broncos won their division.
So, if he is no good, I suppose the games were easy to win.
Actually, he won 4 close games in overtime.
So, if he is so bad, he must have many turnovers.
Actually, he had just 6 interceptions in 12 games. 3 occurred in 1 loss.
So, how has he done in the playoffs?
Tim Tebow and the Broncos beat the Pittsburgh Steelers in their first game, advancing to the next round.
Aren't the Pittsburgh Steelers one of the best teams in the NFL?
Yes.
Weren't they in the Super Bowl last year?
Yes.
Isn't the Pittsburgh defense the number one defense in the NFL?
Yes.
So, I assume the Denver Broncos won because of mistakes by the Steelers?
Actually, the Broncos won because Tim Tebow threw 2 touchdown passes and rushed for 1 touchdown.
I guess the passes were easy.
Actually, his average pass was for 31.6 yards.
But he did not throw for a high number of total yards.
Actually, he threw for 316 yards.
Against the best NFL defense?
Yes. His quarterback rating was 125.6.
I am sure Ben Roethlisberger had better statistics. He has won 2 Super Bowls.
Ben Roethlisberger had just 1 touchdown pass and also 1 interception. His passer rating was 75.9.
So why do people not like Tim Tebow?
He had some games where he didn't throw very many yards.
Did the coach ask him to throw a lot?
No.
Did he win those games?
Yes, but his passing completion percentage was low.
But he won the games?
Yes.
So why do the sports media people not like Tim Tebow? Is he a bad person?
No. Tim Tebow is a very good role model.
Does he sell drugs like Sam Heard?
No, but he started a foundation to help people.
Does he illegally pack a gun like Plaxico Burress?
No, but he was homeschooled.
Does he text photos of his junk to female team employees like Brett Favre?
No, but he prays.
Does he kill and torture innocent dogs like Michael Vick?
No, but he built a hospital in the Philippines with his own money.
Does he physically assault exotic dancers and shoot guns in strip clubs like Pac-Man Jones?
No, but he attends church.
Did he drive drunk and kill a pedestrian like Dante Stallworth?
No, but he loves God.
Did he force women to have sex with him like Ben Roethlisberger?
No, but his foundation supports a trip to Disney for underprivileged children.
Did he act like the perfect role model while cheating on his wife dozens of times like Tiger Woods did?
No, but he said he is not having sex until he's married.
Did he cheat on his wife and force sex on a hotel employee like Kobe Bryant did?
No, but his foundation supports an orphanage in the Philippines.
So let me see if I understand. Tim Tebow has never done anything criminal or offensive to the people around him. He has been a good role model and good publicity for football.
Yes.
Tim Tebow loves God, prays, inspires people, builds hospitals and orphanages, donates to charity, strives to be a good role model, and inspires his team.
Yes.
And Tim Tebow's record is 8-4 and he is in the playoffs.
Yes.
And the sports media prefers players who kill dogs, kill people, rape women and sell drugs.
Yes. Apparently.
The sports media is very stupid.
Yes. Apparently.
Yeah. So I think that's a pretty good wrap-up. You know, and they also mentioned that Tim Tebow's a virgin, and, you know, from everything I've heard, he's no longer a virgin because he just fucked the Steelers. So... he's also the most famous white Bronco since OJ's truck. So, I mean, you got to give him that. But, so, yeah. That was a nice Sunday. Are you still there, Stan?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right. How are you spending the Saturday evening?
This Saturday evening?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go on to Yankee Classics on the YES Network and watch myself a baseball game.
Oh. Well, that's good. Well, I mean, you can watch classics of the Steelers winning games as well.
Yeah, I could. I do have all that on the DVR still.
That's good. That's fantastic. Me, I'll be watching Jesus walk across the New England field.
You know how terrible it is that those two teams are playing? Like, I hate the Giants because of their fans, the team I can really care less about.
Yeah.
But I really don't like the New England Patriots. I you know, being a Steelers fan in the AFC, the whole thing, I just don't like the New England Patriots at all. I don't
right.
like Boston because I'm a huge Yankee fan. Like, fuck Boston. Fuck everybody from Boston. I hate the accent. I hate the people. I hate how they all look alike. John Cena, Tom Brady, fucking Matt Damon. They all fucking look alike. Why is that? I just hate that whole area. And then they're playing fucking Jesus. And a team that just knocked my team out. So I'd rather stab fucking pencils in my eye than watch that game.
You're not going to get in a car, go down to the bar?
Yeah, but it's going to be a wicked good game if there's a little bit of snow on the field, no?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't know.
Is there
snow? It's supposed to be cold. It's supposed to be cold.
Yeah. That's very possible. Kurt Angle is possibly the fastest aging wrestler in the world. I don't know.
It won't go on Tebow because the sunshine that just glows right on his head like a fucking angel will just melt it all as it's coming down. That's pretty cool. That might be interesting to watch. Do me a favor.
There you
call
go.
Me up and let me know if that's happening.
What's that?
Call me up and let me know if that's happening.
If yeah, as he runs down the field, the snow melts in his path as if he's, you know, walking on water. There you go. He could walk on frozen water if it's snowing. So there you go. Gotta go.
Didn't he really, like, in that thing, in that British thing that you just played, it said his yards per reception were 31.6. Did he really have 10 completions for 316 yards, so everything just has to equal 316?
I'm not really positive on that. I didn't research everything they said. I know that at least 90% of it was accurate, so. But, I don't know. I mean, he doesn't do a whole lot of throwing, so, I don't know. But I doubt it. But who knows? Huh?
If that's true, that's incredible.
Yeah, well, I mean, he did play quite a fucking game. So, my friend Paul, he's another Steeler fan. Sad man. He had mentioned something about, oh, did you see the end of the game where it was a legal formation? It was like, they won. It was like, oh, Jesus, here we go. One way or another, Jesus comes up. Whether it's me going, oh, Jesus, here you go again with this. Or, you know. So, I don't know. I don't know how much that had to do with the end of the game, but.
Oh, shit, I found Waldo. Oh, wait, that's just, who's that, Sting?
Yes. Yes, it's Sting. Who'd you say it was?
I thought I found Waldo.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's funny, though, no matter how many different things he wears, whether he has stupid paint looking like the Crow, stupid paint looking like the Joker, no paint, sunglasses, a suit, a fucking striped shirt. Earlier he had some other shit on. He still has those stupid gloves on. Like, no matter what, you just got to run around with his mittens on like a fucking retarded child. Like, don't touch my mittens. Yeah, it's funny. Every building is dark, this thing. So, fucking
Jesus Christ,
people
Angle's
biting their nails.
For it.
Quite comical. What?
Angle's got a steroid head like you wouldn't believe, huh?
Yeah, he just looks withered away at this point. It just really looks... There's something wrong with that guy. Few things, I would say, are wrong with that guy. But yeah, so I don't know what you want to get into now. When do you got to leave, Eric?
10:30.
Okay. I guess we should pick the games for this week. No, they are still playing.
Oh yeah, actually they are still playing games this week. Wow. I'm living off of Pittsburgh logic over here, where there's no more games left. But that's clearly not what's happening. So yeah. Definitely games. Well, shit. The first game of the week. It's time. It's definitely time. The Saints are traveling to... Where is my motherfucking...
San Francisco.
To take on my Niners in a best offense versus best defense, in my opinion. Showdown. It's gonna be pretty fucking crazy. Obviously, I gotta go with my Niners. Everybody in the world thinks the Saints are gonna win, but you know, you play to win the game, as they've said. And you know, that's what it is. So you know, Alfredo's in the chat, and he keeps telling me that the Niners are gonna lose, and he can go fuck himself. What do you guys think?
San Francisco wins in a close game.
Huh. Well, that's... All right.
Oh. The, not everybody's on that Saints bandwagon, to be honest with you, Jay. I hear more and more as the days get closer to Saturday, more and more people liking the 49ers. They've been talking about how the Saints are 0-4 in recent playoff games, or maybe even in history, and... They've been talking about, you know, them going up to the Seahawks, who were not a good team, and losing there. Going to the Bears, who weren't a great team that year, losing there. You know, I like a good defensive team. I'm going to be rooting for the 49ers just because they play defense, and that's the type of football I like. It's a tough game. I know I've said to you before, I think you really got to hope for bad weather. I think that would help you guys out over there. You know, windy, something. But, you know, I think Drew Brees is going to have enough offensive weapons, and the 49ers are not going to have enough offensive weapons to pull it out. I'm going to go with the Saints.
All right. All that talk up and, you know, such a letdown. Next up, we got the Denver Broncos with Jesus, you know. We got Denver, and, you know, they will be coached by none other than, Jesus Christ, I can't find anything. I didn't organize anything today. So, Denver is actually going to be coached by...
Jesus!
And then... he'll be going into New England with Tom Brady. So that's what that is. We'll see what goes on there. I don't really know. Personally, I'm going to go with it's not quite Sunday. So I mean, he's got the night off, you know. So I'm just going to side with
Jesus.
And I'm going with Denver.
Go with New England.
What?
I think I'm going to start putting in, my trends and taking a look at my fantasy baseball.
you know, there's a big rumor that the Cubs are asking for Jesus Montero and many Ben Wellis from the Yankees for Matt Garza.
Well, I got to tell you, Jesus is kind of spelled like Jesus, so I see you leaning that way, right?
Yeah, I see that. You know, so I'll be looking at things like that, putting a little fantasy baseball team together Saturday night at like 8:30. Hell, maybe I might just go and get fucking drunk.
Well, maybe someone will turn water into wine for you and you know, have a good old time.
It's absolutely terrible that I was born in America. I love this country. I stand up when I piss, and then I have to watch football. God, I hope there's a fucking Under Armour American fucking high school game on so I can at least watch football and fucking feel American and not have it be Denver and New England. So I'm going to go with a fucking knockout, drag-out affair, three overtime epic tie, and Tom Brady come down and reveal that he really is Jesus, and the coming has been brought upon us and New England in just a complete thriller, because Jesus and God and all and fuck the Pope can't even decide who's going to win this game.
Oh, well, that could happen. Right. Like you said, I mean, you bring up Jesus, even trying not to talk about it. So you got that. You obviously, you know, got some things working on Tebow's side. And John Zandig is going to be in Philadelphia wrestling that day in a death match. So one more time.
Jesus!
Yes. And then we move on to all right. Sunday.
All right, I'm going to go with the Broncos.
I don't know how that works.
No, you know what? Let me go with the Patriots.
All right. Fantastic.
Wait, hold on. I just got an epiphany. No, it's the Broncos.
Were you born again, or what happened just now?
I almost started speaking in tongues. I think I got a little bit of a Holy Spirit in me who just kept making me say, Tebow, 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 Tebow.
All right. All right, well, next up we got Houston taking on Baltimore. I don't think this one's going to even be close. I think Baltimore is going to beat the living shit out of Houston personally. And hopefully all these other games will end up good. This one I really don't think is going to be.
What time is that game?
I believe that's the early game on Sunday.
So like a is that a 1 o'clock game or 1:30 game?
Yeah, 1 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so you got that. That's going on. Going to go with Baltimore. And God forbid, man, Houston wins and Denver wins. What a terrible championship game that would be. My God. So, but
as a Steeler fan, I think I'd rather that.
No, of course you would. But anyway, who you guys got?
Well, here's the interesting thing with the Super Bowl being played in Indianapolis, and I don't know, you know, how deep anybody that's listening goes into football and everything, but I think it'd be fucking perfect if Baltimore Ravens went into Indianapolis and to play in a Super Bowl, and they brought a bunch of Mayflower moving trucks to get all their equipment there. I think that would just, you know, would be fantastic, because that is how they left Baltimore to go to Indianapolis originally, the Colts. I think it would just be fitting and quite funny. Obviously, it would never happen. But, you know, unfortunately, no matter how much I want to fucking puke all over my phone right now, the Ravens, I can't see them losing this game. But I did say that last week. Maybe T.J. Yates is really Jesus.
I doubt it. I doubt it. I think he's picked his player. His fantasy league has been locked in a long time ago. And,
if I wake up tomorrow and I make my toast before I, you know, to eat in the morning, and there's a picture of Tim Tebow's face on that fucking piece of bread, I'm going to flip out.
Well, Well, that's what they call shit on the shingle. Eric, who you got?
I got Baltimore.
All right.
What would I do if I washed my windows in my house and the sun shined just right and it was a picture of Tebow's face?
If you what?
You know how, like, sometimes people wash their windows and there's a picture of, like, fucking Jesus or the Virgin Mary on their window in the fucking sun rays? What if I do that and Tim Tebow's face shows up?
I don't know. You got to take a picture of it and sell it to on eBay or something. Hold on 1 second. And the last game is going to be the Giants taking on the Green Bay Packers. The everybody, you know, swears, you know, from fucking halfway through this season that the Packers have just won the Super Bowl already. They're just, it's over. They just won. Just fucking, just hand them another fucking trophy. Just give them back the one they had, or I don't know, put a, I don't know, renewal on it or something. I don't know. But, so the Giants at Green Bay, I gotta think that this one is possible for the Giants to pull off. The Green Bay defense really is not that good. Their offense is ridiculous, but I'm just going to go out on a limb and just say the Giants.
Going with Green Bay.
All right.
I'm going to go with Green Bay also. Eric, can I ask you a question here?
Yep.
All right. And again, be honest. It's just me, you, and Jay here. Be honest. With all this talk about Tim Tebow and being Jesus or... Do you, a little bit of you actually, like, kind of wonder if he really is?
What, like, no, fuck. Yeah, you ever see what his girl looks like? Like, I'm going to be honest with you. You ever see what his girl looks like?
I didn't know he was allowed to have a girl, but okay.
No. He's been fucking seen with a certain girl for since he was out of Florida, all right?
Is she a virgin?
Is she a virgin?
Yeah.
Well, if she's a virgin, she must be I don't know what the fuck her problem is. But I'm telling you right now, he ain't no virgin. That shit is a joke.
So.
Or he might be in the closet. He might be gay. You know? You never know.
But he says he's a virgin, so I would assume she's a virgin. Is her name Mary?
I don't fuck it. Well, hey, if that's kind of weird, though, because that would mean that's his mom.
Not if he's...
Wow.
God, I don't know how that all works. But,
yeah, how the fuck does it work?
Like, I'm asking, what percentage of you... You know, what? Isn't there a little piece that goes, holy shit, you know, maybe he really is. You know, why he came down to play football instead of, like, saving the world, I don't know. But
nah, he'd be 16 fucking now. You know what's crazy, though? That's Coughlin. I was going to say, Coughlin said, there's Hitler and then there's me.
Yeah. I was not aware of this comment.
All right, Jay, same question to you. Like, again, isn't there just this little piece, like this little tiny smidge that just says, you know what? Fuck it. I've seen everything as it is, I think. Maybe he just really is the fucking... The reincarnation of whatever that is that Jesus is supposed to be.
No.
Not one little piece he is like, maybe Super Bowl Sunday he's in there and they say, fuck Madonna. We're just going to let him preach. Maybe that's where he comes out and tells the world.
Someone should get to the bottom of that.
That's next up on the agenda. It's part of a president's re-election. It's going to be figuring out whether Tim Tebow is Jesus, and
where are Biggie and Tupac?
With that platform, it's a definite win.
Yeah, you can't lose there.
No, you can't. So yeah, well, that's football. You know, for those outside of Pittsburgh.
I'm about 15%.
You what?
I'm about 15%.
15% of what?
Believes that Tim Tebow really is Jesus, and he and the Super Bowl is going to be his platform to come out and touch
now,
people's heads and heal it.
Now, would that easily be, would it then be exchangeable that you no longer have to wear, like, a cross? You can just wear, like, a Broncos hat or something? And then, you know, people who just want to be a little more stylish would get a Bronco tattoo rather than a cross. I mean, the nation would be sweeping with people with horses all over their bodies, so.
That horse does have hair kind of flowing like Jesus.
Well. Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, you're thinking that you can just, instead of, like, getting a tattoo of, like, Jesus over there, you can just throw the Tim Tebow thing or a Bronco symbol?
It's very possible. But then what if he gets, you know, they trade Jesus, then no. The NFL just might shut down. I don't know how that works. That's sacrilege. So, I guess we'll see. But anyway, random.
Maybe Tim Tebow would just play quarterback for every team.
Yeah, there you go. Like when a guy plays steady quarterback in street football. Like that type of thing. Like, well, listen, I'll just play fair. You know, I'm not the type of guy. I'll just play fair for everyone, and the best rest of the team will win. That would be interesting. They want everybody trusts them, so why not? Random other news that I heard. In technology, in the land of technology, they're now working on the new thing with the thing to come out is. They're working on TVs that are going to be completely voice-activated and operated. Now, as cool as that sounds, the first thing
terrible.
That came to my mind... What's that?
Terrible. But God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the first thing that came to my mind is a family's going to be sitting around the dinner table. TV's going to be on. They got one of these new TVs. All of a sudden, the wife sees the husband choking, goes, oh, my God, he's choking. Oh, look, the Jets game's on. You know, these type of things are just going to happen. And I don't know if they have some way to control that or whatnot, but how do you work around that?
Do you realize how many times my TV wouldn't have known what the fuck to do last Sunday at, like, 5:45 p.m.?
Why, what's that? I mean, for the amount of times you must have been yelling, fuck, I think, like, the Playboy channel would have been on or something.
Yeah, I definitely would have had hardcore porn on the fucking TV with some of the things. It would have been some German shit that you can't get in America. It would have been all fucked up.
Yeah.
There was words coming out of my mouth that even I was shocked came out of my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah,
You know when a foreigner comes into the country and they just can't get the curse words right?
Right.
Yeah, I was mother bitching and poor country and fucking. I think I called Tim Tebow a cock stain at one point. I don't even know what it is, but I think I screamed that.
Yeah, that'd be a bad thing. You know, yelling motherfucker. All of a sudden, you're like, oh look, Devontae West is on TV. I don't know. It's just, so many bad things would be going on. It just, you'd never be able to stay fixed on one channel unless you just kept quiet. Especially sports would be a terrible thing. But, yeah, so that's what's up.
All right, guys, I'm gonna head out. I'm gonna head off this.
All right.
Shit as always. I'll see you guys next week.
All right, man. See you then.
All right. See ya.
See you later, man.
All right. Eric's off to fight crime. That's what happens. Yes. And he will save every Japanese man with a wild name. You can bet on that. It's coming for you, Mike. So anyway, I guess we're getting to the WWE a little bit. We got our guest coming on in like 10 minutes, though. And that should be pretty interesting. Got some little things. I don't know. Maybe we could jump into something else, get into that in a minute. What
you
else
have,
been
like,
going on?
Prime time, how Deion Sanders came out with some rap, and I think Pac-Man Jones might have too, and like all these guys. Think Tim Tebow can come out with like some Christian rap?
I don't know. I mean, he's down with the king, or I think, he could be down with the king. He could walk with Jesus, you know, Jesus walks. But then he's got to, like, you know, run up on stage and fucking tell somebody to fuck off that's getting an award. I don't know. Probably that would work. He could start with the Jesus walks thing, and then when somebody else wins the Super Bowl, he just walks out and goes, excuse me. Pardon me, you know, I gotta interject here. I don't mean to be disrespectful, but somebody else should have won the Super Bowl. And that would be me. That would work.
He's, I'm just amazed by the fact that one of the best defense in the fucking league comes in there, and this guy that can't even play the position just goes, nah, you know, I'm just going to throw for 300 yards, 316 yards, and, you know, pick you apart and, oh, go fuck yourselves. Oh, by the way, here, let me throw the longest touchdown in overtime history, playoff overtime history, you know, one play done. I got up to get myself a nice bowl of popcorn for what I thought was going to be a fantastic overtime. Got myself an iced tea because I had to work the next day, so it wasn't drinking time.
You had all of one piece of popcorn.
I had the time because, you know, in Denver with the kickoffs, there is no real kickoff, so you really get like 4 minutes and 12 seconds to go and get some food. It's kind of nice, you know?
Yeah.
I pour the popcorn in a bowl, you know, take my slippers off my feet, go to sit nice, get ready for, oh, what the fuck? Where the fuck's that guy running? You know, I, fuck, game over? What? Huh? Wait. Yeah. Terrible.
Yeah, I would imagine, you know, no sooner did you start to shake salt on that popcorn did you throw that salt shaker through your TV.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. And he can continue to, he gets on that rap thing and starts going the Kanye route. Oh, wouldn't it be fantastic for him to get on TV and just proclaim that Barack Obama doesn't care about white people? That's that would be one way to really make a fucking swerve. Like, wait, I thought he liked Jesus. What just happened? Like, oh, maybe he's human. So, yeah. What can you do?
Do you think he can go out and reach and touch Michael J. Fox's forehead and make that motherfucker stop shaking?
I don't know. You can hope he could do something for Dick Clark's fucking speech.
There you go.
You know?
Tim Tebow and Dick Clark next year at New Year's.
Yeah, that's something. I mean, it's very possible. I mean, he needs somebody to fucking touch him. Death,
Tebow,
somebody.
I seen Michael J. Fox the other day on TV, and I got to tell you, that man looks fucking nervous these days. I don't know what happened, but nervous-looking motherfucker.
Yeah. He could work in the Home Depot mixing paint.
Yeah.
What can you do? You know, he's got to be, you know, there's work for everybody. I don't believe that this guy should just be out of work completely. Just, you know, there's broken jackhammers that could be put to good use.
Should Tim Tebow come out with, like, his own version of Air Jordans, but let him be, like, sandals?
Very possible. He could do that. I don't know what the proper way to market this is. You know, I really don't. I don't know. I know he's building hospitals in the Philippines, apparently. So that's one thing.
He's from the Philippines. He's not even fucking American. Yeah.
Get the fuck
out of here. Yeah, he was born in the Philippines.
He doesn't look anything like Danny.
Well, no, he doesn't, but his fucking family was over there. You know, that whole fucking... They all do that mission shit. What religion is he? Like, what is he?
What religion?
Like, he's not like... Yeah, well, I know he's Christian, but he's not Catholic.
He goes with,
like,
Christ. That's what he does.
Right, but is he like, he's not Mormon. Like, Steve Young was a Mormon. Okay, he was a, I get it. You know, Christian Mormon.
And then he got hit in the head so many times, he was a moron.
But, you know. Like, what is he? What fucking, I got to Google it. I don't know. What religion is this cocksucker?
Well, I'm pretty sure it's not a cocksucker.
It might be.
Well, yes, it, well.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus Christ.
Yeah. Reggie even knows.
Ah.
Even Reggie knows.
According to this, which is Cha-Cha Answers, which, you know, obviously can't be wrong, he's a Baptist.
He's a Baptist, huh?
Yeah.
I don't even know what ramifications that has. I don't know what his rules are. I don't know.
His father, well, the Baptist, which is kind of funny what you said about the Kanye West thing, are typically of black complexion or brown or whatever they go by. But
these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night.
They're normally, they're the ones that sing and dance a lot in church.
Wow. Well, then we could, who knows? I mean, you could definitely have a voice on them as well as a golden arm.
You know, in Coming to America, when Arsenio Hall is up there and he's the preacher?
Yeah.
That's a Baptist church. I would love to see Tim Tebow come over to Newark or like Camden and just go to a Baptist church and see what happens.
You know, it probably sounds something like
fuck you! Fuck you! And fuck you!
Who's next?
Speaking of Coming to America, yeah, anything's possible. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's going to be pretty fucking interesting to see what happens in this next round of the playoffs. And waiting for this dude to call in, for Christ's sake.
I guess the Steeler fans definitely shouldn't have dressed Jesus up in that fucking Roethlisberger jersey.
No, they shouldn't. I definitely think he took offense to that. Definitely think
he
took offense to
that. I think that one hurt as much as fucking, what's his name, Mike Taylor getting burnt on every fucking play. I think that definitely fucking hurt.
Yeah. Definitely. I don't know.
I didn't even hear him scream like a 7-year-old girl that got a pony for Christmas once. It was terrible.
The what?
Normally when you watch a Steelers game, you can turn your TV up real loud, and when Harrison and Woodley are about to sack a quarterback, you can hear him scream like a 7-year-old girl that got a pony for Christmas.
Yeah. You were saying about that turning the TV up thing, and I don't know. I tried to turn the TV up, and it almost fucking blew my speakers with the booze coming through from the Pittsburgh crowd, and I didn't know what to do. I had to turn it back down.
Yeah, no, you definitely didn't hear anything good. You only heard Jesus loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, no, I don't know. I was waiting for that sound that you were saying, of crying, and, you know.
Do you think James Harrison is like, yo, you're really a virgin? You ain't tore that shit up yet? Yo, you can get all the pussy you wanted, and you're really a virgin? Like, I can just see James Harrison walking up to him saying shit like that. And Tim Tebow going, Christ is the way.
Didn't he call him the wrong name before the game or something?
I don't know. Who, James Harrison called Tebow the wrong name?
No, Tebow called him the wrong name. He called him, like, I don't know. I forget what the first name was. Let's go with George Harrison for comedic value. But he called him something else. Like, yeah, you know, really worried about George Harrison over there. He's, you know. Quite a player.
I don't know.
We're freaking out, like, oh, wait till this fucking guy gets a hold of him. I'm still waiting. So, yeah, we're going to talk about Ron a little while. I'm going to get this fucking guy on, and we'll go over some stuff with him. And, fuck it, I'll just start to get into Raw because it really doesn't make any goddamn difference. So, yeah, honestly, it was pretty good fucking Raw. One of the first times I was actually pretty impressed with the product. They put together some good storyline type stuff. They started out with the Kane thing. I I can't tell you that I know what he said because I fast forwarded clear through that. I cannot take any more of Kane on the mic. I can't do it. So I wasn't really. What did he say, Stan? Did you watch that?
I honestly don't. I did. I did watch it. I didn't fast forward any of it. And
what did he
say? I don't know what the fuck he said. Something about hate, and then I just kind of blanked out and started, like, looking around for funny signs in the crowd and shit. I really just honestly don't know what he said. I feel bad. I should. He was talking. You know, I should have gave the man a little respect and listened to, but I just completely blacked the fuck out. I didn't care.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens when Kane talks. Yeah, what did they have then? I think Sheamus came out. They did the whole, it was like Sheamus and Jinder Mahal and Wade Barrett and I don't know. Some kind of stuff happened there. I really wasn't locked in just yet either. Santino was there. And Santino ended up getting the tag after, you know, Sheamus put the fucking beat down on and hit the Cobra move and got the 1-2-3, and there was that thing there. Well, I mean, coming up after that, they announced that Edge is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Hold on, I got this guy on. Fredo!
Yo!
Hey, what's going on, Fredo?
I'm chilling, man, chilling. Just got done working out.
All right. That's how you do. So, Stan, we got Fredo on. Fredo, this is Stan.
What's up, Fredo? A little GTL on the Thursday night?
No.
What?
What happened? You there?
What? Yeah,
hey, Dan, Fredo, what'd you say?
What's up, dude?
All right.
There?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. What's up, guys?
Yeah, so we're going over Raw. Did you watch Raw this Monday?
Yeah, I did.
All right, cool. If you want to just hang in, you know, go over Raw with us real quick, we'll finish this up. And,
definitely.
Chatting about some other stuff.
Yeah. Did you guys see how the ref blew the finish on the Punk and Swagger? That was?
Yeah. We didn't get that far yet, though. Right now we're...
Oh, my bad. Sorry.
It's cool. We'll get there. Edge is going to be in the Hall of Fame. I've never, ever been an Edge fan, ever. A single day. Stan loves the guy. But I don't know. What do you guys think about that? They put him over enough. He was in the picture enough from the tag team scene to, you know, rated R superstar to all the different things that they've done. So I guess, you know, for the pushes they gave him through time, he does deserve it. I kind of think it's a little early. I mean, I don't know. For, you know, the Macho Man Randy Savage not to be in the Hall of Fame yet, and Edge is going in. It's kind of unbelievable to me. The Ultimate Warrior, guys like that. I mean, just guys that just packed houses still aren't in yet. For Christ's sakes, Ox Baker isn't in the fucking Hall of Fame. And I don't know. What do you guys think, Stan?
I do agree with you. It's a little too early. I'm fine with him being in there at some point. But, yeah, a little too early. I think they should go to a ballot-type thing, kind of like baseball, football, everything like that, just to make it more interesting. And, you know, it is all a show. Let them, you know, obviously they don't vote on who goes in. They just pretty much pick them, but they can make it a little bit of fun and have like first ballots, Hall of Famers and stuff like that. And Edge is like, you know, third, fourth year guy that he's on the ballot. He gets in, good for him, but not this soon.
Yeah. All right. Fredo, what do you think?
I think Stan is right. I really think that it's kind of early, but, my take on it is this. Any dude that could bang Lita and get away with it, more power to him. I think he deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Matt Hardy's girl and girl.
So, yeah, wait a minute. So you're putting Matt Hardy in the Hall of Fame is what you're telling me?
Oh, no. I'm putting Edge in the Hall of Fame because he banged Matt Hardy's girl. That's what I'm doing.
Okay, because when you said anyone who bangs Lita, and I'm like, whoa. I mean, that's first off, you're letting in a lot of people. But Matt Hardy being one of them is kind of not the right move. But, okay, I hear what you're saying. And I don't know if anybody that bangs Matt Hardy's girl is Hall of Fame worthy, but, you know, I'm sure there's a lot of other people who just got in the Hall of Fame as well.
It was hard to get inducted into the Hall of Fame.
Who's that?
Unfortunately, I think Fredo just got the security guy from Section 119 in Madison Square Garden to the WWE Hall of Fame.
Yes, I think he did. By his rules, there are some very low-paid guys that just got a big promotion.
Oh, man. I want Hart to be inducted.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. They've shied away from it for a little while. Yeah, I mean, it's deserving. I don't know if they're going to wait and do, like, a whole Hart Foundation thing and put the whole group in, or if they're going to give them the solo induction. I really don't know what they're going to do there. I guess we'll see. Well, I guess I'll skip ahead to the other induction, and that's going to be the Four Horsemen of Tully Blanchard, Arn Anderson, Barry Windham, Ric Flair with J.J. Dillon. I think it's cool. I find it interesting that they also made it really specific on what version of the Four Horsemen that they let in, because a lot of people's initial things was like, well, by default, Benoit just got in the fucking Hall of Fame. And, you know, they were really specific about which guys that they put in there. And, you know, some people were surprised that Ole wasn't part of it and all of that. I don't know. What's your thoughts, Dan?
You know me, a long time. I'm a huge Four Horsemen guy. That's the right group to put in. Ole was with the Four Horsemen, you know, when they were, he was a fill-in. He was a great wrestler with Arn and all that stuff, but he was a fill-in Four Horsemen. He was the guy when they were kicking somebody out and getting somebody new in that filled in. I think it's the right people to put in. Yeah. Benoit, no. Luger, no. You know, that whole thing.
No Mongo?
No. That wasn't the Four Horsemen. That was some nonsense. Okay. But that's the right group. And just, you know, you go back and you watch some of that stuff, that's wrestling as purest. All four of them is just fantastic wrestling. Just a great group to watch. Great group to grow up watching.
Right.
Probably one of the reasons I still watch wrestling today is those four right there.
Yeah. What do you think, Fredo?
I think that the Four Horsemen should be inducted. You know, one of the best dynamic fourth factions of all time. So that's what I think.
Yeah, definitely. Now, I wonder if part of this is just another slap in the face to TNA, just because they're going to use every opportunity they get to just be like, hey, Flair, I know you work over there, but you're going to have to take Sunday off because we're booking you for another one of these joints. Like, next thing you know, Evolution's going to be in just for the sake of pulling Flair over again, and, like, every little angle that he was in, oh, we're just inducting that. So I just find it funny because one TNA guy, and every time they snap their fingers, he comes sprinting back to the Hall of Fame ceremonies. So yeah, that was that. Next up on Raw, what happened? The Miz was walking around looking for, security and all of this stuff. Kofi Kingston went up against Daniel Bryan, and pretty much put Daniel Bryan over pretty quick over Kofi. Not really sure why they went that fast with it, but I guess it's to show some strength of champion over, you know, another guy with a belt, another guy on the card, after he pulled, like, the cowardly heel exit from the match with the Big Show. And then afterwards, Big Show comes down, and they announce that it's going to be a no DQ match on SmackDown for a no DQ, no count out match. And that's going to go down on SmackDown. So what do you think, Stan?
You know, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted there. What's going on Fredo's phone? I don't know what the hell is going on. He was at the gym. I think he's going to get smacked in the ass with a towel real soon. the no DQ, no disqualification, you know, I know Big Show is terrible, but it's tough for me to see him be allowed to do whatever he wants against Bryant and not come out with the win. You know, I don't know. I don't like when you put those stipulations into certain people's matches.
Well, I guess we'll have to see. I mean, there's anything to happen there. But, well, up after that came a pretty epic thing that they did. They've been building it up for a while. They've been playing with it for a while. And we finally got the entrance of... and they were building him up for a while as he was going to be, you know, the crusher, and he's coming back. And for that music to hit and him come dancing out with some girls, that was the smartest looking thing that they could have done with this guy. I thought that was really good. Here. And, yeah, man, so that was what was going on with him. He came out doing the dancing thing, whole hip-hop gimmick. He was talking in the ring, which I thought was just gold. I mean, throwing the guy into the turnbuckle and going, my bad. Oh, man, just great stuff. I think this is the best possible thing you could do with him. You turned him into a character. I mean, the people who wanted the big, bad, tough guy, they did it already. He was Alberto Del Rio's security guard, and nobody was popping for him. Nobody was going crazy for Brodus Clay. No one even cared. He just looked like Bowser from Mario Brothers, and nobody cared. And now he looks a little more King Hippo-ish with the hip-hop stuff on. And whatever, man. He used to be a security guard for Snoop Dogg, so I feel like that's something he could definitely... You know, he could definitely do well. He's definitely been around the scene. And what do you think, Stan?
Yeah, I like the whole gimmick. I thought it was funny. You know, the WWE needs the comic relief. You can't keep going with the same exact people and everything like that. You know, not same people, but the same idea. Same, you know,
Right. Regular
person, regular thing. It always needs a piece of that. I liked him doing it. I think he was hysterical in the ring. I think, you know, I laughed at pretty much the whole idea. A million people have done it. Hopefully he does it better than everybody else, and he goes somewhere with it.
Yep. Fredo, what do you think?
I liked it. A lot of people hating on it, at least for what I saw. There's a few people that liked it, and there's a lot of people hating on it, and, I thought it was like, what else are they going to do with him anyway? Like, I thought it was like, would it be a spot filler or something? But I liked it. You know, anything that can entertain me nowadays, I like. And he entertained me, so, you know, it was
absolutely. Yeah, definitely. Good stuff. Next up, what did they do next? Oh, man. Well, they've actually taken a weird turn where they were doing the whole thing with Truth, but they've kind of, like, gone away from that and turned this to completely Kane. And every time I see this gimmick being used, especially with Kane, the way that they were doing it, all I can think of is this. Oh, Jesus. There we go. So... You know, he's there brushing his teeth, and you see him in the mirror. He's over there in the bathroom stall like a perv, just sitting there waiting. You know, everybody's looking over their shoulders. Everybody's all sorts of just doesn't know where to go, doesn't know what to do. Everywhere lurking in the shadows is Kane. And I think it's a pretty cool gimmick the way that they're doing it. I don't know why he has to keep talking, but he just lurked in the shadows. I think that would work out just fine. The way that they played up this whole, you know, horror movie type angle, and he's lurking around and they're running away. You know, I thought that was really good. What do you think, Stan?
I still don't understand how Kane doesn't need that voice box thing anymore. I won't be able to get over that. I do like this, the lurking in the dark, in the shadows. I think you should do that and just not talk. You make it so much more entertaining.
Yeah.
It is a little weird. They just did it with R-Truth, and now they're doing it with Kane the next week. But
right.
But I like Kane like that, you know. I like the whole mystery. I did get confused on how he just disappeared in the whole Cena fight, or, you know, mid-card there. Like, where'd he go? What the hell was that? I didn't get that part of it. But I like the Kane doing that stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, it definitely works. It's definitely fitting. So, Fredo, what do you think?
I fucking hate Kane. I wish he would just go away. I hate Kane a little bit more than I hate the San Francisco Niners right now. You know?
Woo!
They're both red.
I don't know why the music's getting louder, but I just... Oh, okay, what's that?
I said I hate San Francisco as much as I hate Kane.
Huh. Well, that seems like an ignorant opinion, but you're an Eagles fan, so I excuse all of that. You know, what can you do?
Well, I'm just a bitter Philly fan, you know, man?
Yeah. Yeah, that's, well, it's only natural. You guys win all of no Super Bowls, and, you know, it's got to suck.
In typical Philly fashion, there's always next year.
Oh, there is always next year.
There's always next year, and the year after.
You can hope, because supposedly 2012 is supposed to be the end of the world, so this might be the last year of you guys failing. Don't know. To look at it two ways. Anyway, next up, we had a commercial. Yeah, after that. Yes. What do you guys think about the commercials? Now, then they had Jack Swagger taking on CM Punk. And they did that whole thing. I thought that was a good match. You know, they did the whole, you know, Swagger, and they banned Ziggler from ringside. And they did that whole thing. So, yeah, Vicky's going to be banned from ringside at the Royal Rumble match against Punk and Ziggler. That's pretty much what came out of that. I don't know. What do you guys think about that, Stan? Stan.
I'm sorry.
There you are.
Yeah. The Swagger Punk match was good. I don't know if anybody else noticed, and again, I watched it a little odd. I liked Ziggler wearing the Swagger shirt. I thought that was kind of cool. I don't know. Did you catch that? No.
Ziggler wearing the Swagger shirt?
Yeah. No?
No, I mean.
All?
No.
All right. I thought it was a nice little thing on the outside there. He was wearing a Jack Swagger t-shirt. Huh?
I said I didn't catch it either.
Yeah, he was wearing a... You know, it just played into the match a little bit more, and, you know, he was doing the whole rooting him on, so he hurts him before the pay-per-view type thing. You know, I thought it was a solid match. Nothing, you know, nothing to write home about. Good match, good whole thing.
Yes. Fredo, what do you think?
I liked I liked the match. You know, I think Ziggler's like one of the most entertaining guys they have on the show right now. So anytime I see Ziggler or Punk, I think it's always going to be good. So I enjoyed it.
All right. Yeah, man. Next up, they had the Bella Twins. And then after that, they had Ricardo Rodriguez in the ring. And then, you know, he called R-Truth out, saying his breath smelled like a rotten burrito and all sorts of generic Hispanic slurs towards R-Truth. He comes out, you know, says he's been a good R-Truth and all of the things he's been saying lately, and something about little Jimmy being on his side now, and he just does tremendous mic work, and, you know, his facial expressions are just off the chain. They're just ridiculous. I mean, he's one of those guys you can watch on mute and he can still entertain you because he's just crazy. You know, then, of course, The Miz comes out. It was a big distraction, and now they go back and forth, and they, you know, Miz escapes through the crowd and that whole thing. So what did you think, Stan?
Yeah, I did.
I like the segment. I don't think the singing of La Cucaracha was rather funny. The whole thing was pretty good. That was a nice little segment right there. R-Truth is very good with the mic. He's very good with the crowd control and everything like that. Good segment that Ricardo, whatever the fuck his name is, Ricky Ricardo, is pretty good. That is the one thing R-Truth did butcher. He was supposed to come out as Lucy, and he came out as Ricky, which got a little odd. But besides that, it was pretty good.
Yeah, but what can you do? It still got over. The phrase still got over.
Yeah.
So, next up, he did the Y2J thing again. And this time, it got over huge with me.
Fuck off.
He is just doing just a classic. Just
I give a fuck, I don't.
All of the, wow, look at you. all of the completely put on stuff that, you know, athletes go out there and do. And, you know, all the fake shit that you see out of people, he's doing all of that. And I just knew he was not going to talk again. Picked up the mic, started to tear up, grabbed his eyes. Oh, you know, then dropped the mic, shook it off, walked down the ramp. I want to see how long that they can keep this up for. And who is going to be his first opponent? I don't know. I mean, a lot of people were saying that they want to lead up to Mania with CM Punk. But, I mean, only time will tell. I mean, we'll really have to see. What do you think about the whole thing, Stan?
As we've went over many times in the show, I love Jericho. Again, I think he's nailing another different gimmick. I think he's a chameleon when it comes to gimmicks. I think he's just completely destroying this one in a good way. I loved it. I laughed almost the entire time. I thought it was great.
Yeah, I thought it was hilarious.
Who's his first opponent? I don't know. I don't know how they're going to break it. I'm sure it's going to be – I'm positive it's going to be great. I really don't know how. I don't even have an idea of how. But I'm sure however they do it, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, definitely. Fredo, what do you think about the whole Jericho thing?
I didn't like it. I watched it last week, and all he did was come out and do that shit, and then he came out and did this. And they were building up for him not to say a fucking word. I really didn't like it.
All right. Well, you know, everybody's got a different view on the subject, so, you know, it's going to happen. Next up, Eve Torres wrestled. And then after that, Kane's music hit. And, you know, he's running around, and she ran away because now I guess she's dating the Jersey Shore fag, and he ran off to the car, and now his tire's flat, and oh, man, he has no AAA, and no He has no knowledge of even anything about changing a tire. He looks fucking lost. And there's like lines of cars behind him somehow. For some reason, when I first saw it, it looked like they were in the middle of the road. And then like when they're going like much later, like, you know, they're still in the parking lot. So, you know, a lot of tire changing antics, and they're out there doing that thing. It was pretty much just, you know, bullshit match. It was Dolph Ziggler and John Cena, and, you know, they're going at it. And then, again, all of a sudden you see, you know, Kane fucking shows up. Well, you ain't changing that tire no more, buddy. You know, and he starts, you know, doing the whole thing, and Cena runs off to save his girlfriend. And, Ryder gets thrown off the loading dock, which I don't know if, like, you were supposed to see his head pop up, that he didn't really fall that far, or if that was a plan, but...
It could have been planned, because then he was turned the other way.
Huh?
It couldn't have been planned, because then he was turned the other way.
Yeah. Yeah, like, they would have had a different camera view, you're saying?
Yeah, when it went to him at the end and showed him laying there on the pallets, he was flipped the other way than what he was when he got to
It's just, I don't know, just he didn't fall that far, and then, you know, they kind of, well, I don't know, hopefully he'll be off TV for a week or two. And then, you know, he went for Cena and that whole thing, and... So, what do you think about the whole thing, Stan?
I don't understand the Cena Ryder thing. It's very gay. Very, very gay. Like, you're in the middle of a match with a sleeper hold on you, and yet, I gotta get to him. I gotta save him. What the fuck?
Yeah, why is this guy so important to your life?
Yeah, that I didn't get. I don't know. I like the Kane thing. The whole, you know, Zack Ryder fucking, the whole thing, I didn't understand. I didn't get the Cena part.
No, I don't get the whole thing. So what do you think about the whole end of that, Fredo? I know you hate Kane and, you know, him being over like a fucking Jason Voorhees in the end of the thing.
Fuck Kane. And I like Ryder, and I like Cena. I think people give Cena too much shit, and I think Ryder's entertaining. So it was like a little corny, but I still liked it.
Okay, we have yet to have somebody on the show that's behind Ryder, so I have to get an explanation of what is so good about this guy.
I like him. I think he's entertaining. You know, I think he has like it kind of reminds me of the Jersey Shore, and I like the Jersey Shore gimmick, and I like the Jersey. I like Jersey Shore, and so.
Oh wow, that's fantastic! I'm gonna go burn down the
And there's another inside story to why I actually like him, but I'm not allowed to tell you on air. So next time I see you,
I think this has to do with a drunken night in Long Island.
Maybe
it's not like that. It's just I really can't tell you.
Alright.
What? My own sock tied in my mouth. But I can't tell you the story.
Yeah. Broski. Jesus. That was Raw. I thought it was an overall entertaining show. I was really surprised that it was so entertaining. I think, you know, Brodus Clay contributed greatly to that. Kane doing the Rockwell. You know, everything else going on. I thought it all just worked. And good stuff. I can only hope they could do the same thing again on Monday again. And we'll have more shit to talk about there. So that was Raw. Well, all right, Fredo. You know, we've had you on before. You had a horrible phone connection the last time. So, you got a better phone now and all that stuff.
Do I sound good now?
Yeah, you sound good.
All right, good. I'm just making sure.
Yeah, definitely. You had started doing a YouTube show. Is that the right way to say it?
I don't know. Web show, web series, video, blog, whatever you want to call it.
Right, right. Yes, and it's called What's Up with Fredo, right?
Yeah, it's What's Up with Fredo Majors.
Yeah. So, I mean, you go over all types of stuff. You give, you know, upcoming dates in wrestling and stuff like that. And, you know, one thing you did that definitely caught my attention, I'm sure many, many people, is you sang a song.
Yeah, Fredo Majors likes to sing.
Yeah. You sang Don't Stop Believing. You killed it. You went on there, and I think it's going to blow up on the internet. And,
Yeah.
And we had talked, and Fredo was actually going to sing us a song. So, you know, because I've caught all sorts of heat from people saying, all I do is play rap music on this and that. You know, and I don't know, maybe I'm not sensitive enough to the ladies out there. So I figure, you know, for all the ladies, you know, out there listening to the show, I'll let Fredo kill it with a song. Why not? So what do you got for us, Fredo?
All right, guys, just give me 2 seconds. I'm just going to get the song ready, and I'll just give me 2 seconds.
All right. All right. We're about to do something on the show we've never done before. Live music.
He's getting ready? Is that what's
going
on?
Yes, he's getting ready. Yes.
Does he know he's on the radio? He don't need to put on his singing outfit?
Right. No,
right.
Yeah, he's got one of those Jericho jackets. He's got one of those Jericho jackets. What's that?
You guys ready?
Oh, absolutely. We're going to just sit back. We're going to listen to the musical stylings of Fredo.
All right. Well, I'm gonna sing you guys Hey There Delilah. I don't know if you guys said that already, but
fantastic.
Hey There Delilah, here it is. Hey there Delilah, I'm 1,000 miles away, but girl, tonight you look so pretty, yes you do. Swear can't shine as bright as you. Swear it's true. Hey there, Delilah, don't you worry about the distance, I'm right there. If you get lonely, give this song another listen, close your eyes. Listen to my voice, it's in my disguise. I'm by your side. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 Hey there, Delilah, I know times are getting hard, but just me and your girl, someday I'll pay the bills with this guitar. We'll have it good. We'll have the life we knew we would. My word is good. Hey there, Delilah, I've got so much left to say. If every simple song I wrote to you would take your breath away, I'd write it all. And even more with love with me, you'd fall. We'd have it all. Oh, it's what you do to me. 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 1,000 miles seems pretty far, but they got planes and trains and cars. I'd walk to you if I had no other way. Our friends would all make fun of us, and we'll just laugh along because we know that none of them have felt this way. So I can promise you, by the time we get through, the world will never, ever be the same. And you're to blame. Hey there, Delilah, you'll be good, and don't you miss me. 2 more years, and you'll be done with school. For the age will make fucking history like I do. And no, it's all because of you. We can do whatever we want to. Hey there, Delilah, here's to you. This one's for you. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. Oh, it's it's what you do to me. Oh, it's what you do to me. It's what you do to me.
Awesome. Killed it. Fucking, ladies, I'd like just single file line, you know, towards Freight. I don't want you to crowd the man, you know?
I gotta say, I will be putting that on the iPod, and that will be my new lullaby before I go to bed every night.
There you go. Ringtones, people. Ringtones.
There's enough love for the major to go around to everybody.
Yes. That's what I said. Single file. Wait your turn, you know? First come, first serve. This is what's going on here. We're going to manage this. We're done.
As long as your name's not Bonnie Woods, I'm good.
Right. That would be the worst name for you to have for anybody. So, yeah. No, that was good stuff, man. And we might have to make this a new segment on the show. You know, people don't think I'm sensitive enough for the ladies. And, you know, you bring it all together. You make them, you know.
Thanks, man. Thanks.
Yeah, we have a vast array of, you know, personalities. So, fantastic stuff.
I don't come on the show, dude. I don't get to come on as much as I would like to.
What's that?
I said I like coming on the show. I don't get to come on as much as I would like to.
Oh, well, hey, man. You load that playlist up and you come on all the time. Keep them pipes strong, you know?
I'll say the nicest thing I possibly can about you singing. It wasn't terrible.
Thanks.
There you go. There's Stan. But yeah, man, I liked it a lot. Fucking. So what's going on with you in wrestling? I know you mentioned some stuff about you would like to get into a tournament, stuff like that. You know, give us a little bit of that.
I want to get into one of the tournaments this year, you know, whether it be a Shikara tournament, like, you know, Young Lions Cup or King of Trios or, you know, one of the other tournaments, you know. I think the reason that really made me think about this, you know, I'm a bigger guy and I'm working on my weight, but even though maybe if I don't lose a good amount of weight by then, I still think that, you know, the bigger guys don't get enough publicity, you know. Don't get into those tournaments anymore. I don't think it's fair, you know. There's guys out there that big guys out there that can really go. So I think that promoter should definitely give bigger guys a chance.
Maybe you bring some of that singing in there. You do a little bit of Somebody Call My Mama, a little bit of dancing. You know, phone never stops ringing. Who knows? But, yeah, I mean, you mentioned all these tournaments and being a guy who lurks around CZW. What about Tournament of Death?
You know.
No?
No. I didn't say no. I said you know. I think I would do it, you know. If DJ came up to me and said, Fredo, you want to do Cage of Death? I mean, Tournament of Death. I really think I'd do it.
Wow. You're,
Nothing against that. So, nothing against deathmatch wrestlers or anything, but like I do Tournament of Death, but I don't want to do death matches. Like it's just not my forte.
Well, they do
but,
a lot of death matches in Tournament of Death. Just, I mean, just, I know.
Oh no, I know that. I'm just saying that I would do Tournament of Death, but I don't want to be a deathmatch wrestler. If that makes sense.
No, I don't blame you, dude. I just wondered because you know being in CZW and. Yeah, you know, you mentioned Ted Petty, and you mentioned Best of the Best, and I think Shane Shamrock or Jeff Peterson or one of the. I mean, you mentioned all sorts of tournaments, so I was just wondering on your feelings on that crazy motherfucker that they do in Delaware once a year.
Yeah.
So, yeah, man. You got anything else you want to throw out there? I mean, there's a big CZW show coming up this weekend, last in the arena. Doubleheader. You got any, you know, thoughts or words on that?
I'm pretty, you know, it's like an end of an era, per se. Like, the arena's going to close and shit. Like, it's pretty emotional. Like, I'm fortunate enough, you know, like, I can train in the arena. I actually got to do a couple of NBA shows in the arena. Well, I wrestled, that means I wrestled there. There's guys that, like, would, like, kill themselves to, like, get there. And, you know, some people just never make it there. And for me to, like, do it, like, my first, like, 2 years in the business is, it's like a dream come true, man. Like, other people are less fortunate. I think I haven't made, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely a dream come true.
Yeah. So,
And then I can't leave out that CW is having a show, you know, Excellent Adventure. So that'll be fun, you know. Greg Excellent gets to control the whole show, and he's gonna wrestle me again, which was my favorite match of 2011. So
is that
I'm excited to see that.
Is that the match that you're looking most forward to, or?
Yes, it actually is. This is the one I'm looking most forward to, you know?
Awesome.
For all
different
types of reasons. because it's going to be a good match, because Ian looks good in her gear, you know? All this kind of stuff.
There you go. It's going to be a great show. Great doubleheader, I think, overall. From what I hear, New Jack is going to be in the building, so you never know what's going to happen there. What's that?
Yeah, I didn't hear New Jack was going to be in the building. Is that serious?
Yes, he is. He definitely is. He's been announced as one of the guests for the farewell to the arena. At the very least, he'll be involved in the ceremony at the end of the night with Evolve. He is actually being allowed back in the building, and that's pretty tremendous, and you never know what's going to happen with New Jack. And then, obviously, earlier in the day, you got John Zandig, you know, taking on DJ Hyde, and you never know what's going to go on with John Zandig. So, two very unpredictable guys could definitely change the shape of that day, and you never, ever know how far this is going to go. So, personally, unfortunately, I won't be there.
Why not?
I know this is a foreign concept to you, but there's the playoffs this weekend, unfortunately. And, I actually have a team in the playoffs. I know neither of you guys on the air right now understand that, but it's something I have to deal with. I'm a super loyal CZW fan, but I've been a loyal 49er fan for longer than I've been. What's that?
There's a CZW show on Saturday, and you're gonna watch the playoffs.
that's a fantastic response. But dude, I wouldn't even be comfortable in the building. I wouldn't be able to pay attention to anything. My Niners in the playoffs for the first time in almost a decade. I'm all about it, man. Even if we lose this week, I gotta be glued to that TV. And it sucks, man. It really, really does. And when we made the playoffs, I was really, really hoping it was going to be Sunday. I was just watching and watching and watching. And the second they announced it was a Saturday, I was like, oh, fuck. I took the day off for the CCW Evolve doubleheader, and now I'm just going to have the day off to, you know, I guess, tailgate in my own house for the 49er game. So it's unfortunate, but you guys, you know, tear that shit up. Enjoy every single bit of that, because that day is going to be monumental. And, you know, hey, if I wasn't such a loyal 49er fan, I'd be there with everybody else. And believe me, that is going to be a day that you don't want to miss. And I may very well regret it, but it comes right down to it. I got to do what I got to do.
All right. I got to get going, J-Cat. So,
all right. Thanks for coming on, Fredo.
You know, man, I just want everybody to know that can I just plug a few things real quick?
Absolutely.
Cool? You can follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/FredoMajors. You can get me on Facebook at Facebook/FredoMajors. And you can also watch my new web show, What's Up, Fredo Majors, on YouTube/FredoMajors. J-Cat, thanks, man. Have a good night.
Yeah, you too, man.
All right, bye.
All right. Yeah. So Stan and the rest of America, that was Fredo Majors. You know, the musical stylings. We may have our, you know, I mean, the Tonight Show has a band. You know, why don't we? That's how I say. You know, what can you do? I think it works. We'll be taking requests from our loyal listeners, you know. Maybe we'll go with popular vote. Maybe I'll just pick some other shit. I don't know. But I like it. I like it. He's got a voice on him over there. Fredo representing the indie wrestling crowd with the musical talent. I say why not. So, and you know, one of my idols, Howard Stern's doing the America's Got Talent judging this upcoming season, coming this summer. Very excited about that. And I figure if this guy can do it, well, I could do a lower level of that, and I could have talent on my show, goddammit. Next week we'll have jugglers, and I don't know how it's going to translate to radio, but these guys know what they're doing, I can tell you that much. And, well, you know, guess we'll see. I've heard they got some pretty cool tricks. I'll tell you about them. So.
I can't wait.
Right. Jugglers. Juggling mimes. That's no radio like it. It's fucking fantastic. So, yeah, man. So what else is up, Stan?
Not too much. A little bit of a rough weekend.
Why is that, Stan?
rough weekend. You know, not that the audience cares too much about my work schedule or anything like that, but on Sunday nights I start work at midnight, so, you know, I stayed up, quote-unquote, late to watch that Steelers game, and that just made things just be all more terrible.
I don't see why.
You know,
I mean, it's fantastic performance by a guy like Tim Tebow, you know, God-fearing man. I don't see why it was such a terrible experience for you, but hey, you know, to each their own.
Hey, all I know is don't get too excited yet, you know. Maybe you guys should win one.
Hey, you know, I'm not the guy that, you know, before the game happens, I'm screaming about killing the other quarterback. I'm not the guy. Remember when you guys went into playoffs, how much shit did I talk before the game? Zero. How much shit did I talk after we won the game? Well, that's a different story. That's what I do. That's what I do. I mean, I'm not guaranteeing a win on this Saturday. I'm happy to be where we are. And shit, we're playing fucking probably the best team in the NFC, if not the NFL. I mean, that fucking offense is the best in the league. I think better than the Packers. I think they're more well-rounded, and it's not just the quarterback. I mean, they got Sproles. They got it's fucking tight ends are ridiculous. It's just they got some shit, man. We have the challenge of a lifetime ahead of us. I am fucking fully aware of that. But shit, if we beat this team, who knows who's going to come out of Green Bay and the Giants, but, you know, Green Bay is expected to come out, whatever the case is. Say Green Bay comes out. I mean, you got the two top quarterbacks in the NFL. If we go through that to make it to the Super Bowl, I can't be more excited about my fucking team. So, you know, our work is definitely cut out for us. It's definitely a large hill to climb. But if we do, we stand on top of the fucking champions. And I, you know, again, I'm not saying that's what's going to happen. But as a fan, I can only hope, man. And fucking going to have red lights around the fucking TV. Everybody's going to be 49ered out. Hopefully my dog's jersey will get here before Saturday, because I had a little mishap with it, the NFL shop not getting my order the first time. But I have a personalized dog jersey. My dog's going to be running around with a fucking jersey with Pat Willis's number and Lily written on the back. You know, it's a good time. So.
You got your dog a jersey?
Yes, I got my dog a jersey. Yep. Customized dog jersey. That's what's
up.
Your dog got a jersey? No.
My dog has a terrible towel that I put on as a what's that? Like a bandana type deal, but that cost me, I think, like $12.95. How much did that dog jersey quite cost you?
Well, you know, $50. But what can you do?
Money well spent.
Yes, it is. I figure it this way. Well, she has her harness with the, you know, the bandana to it that she rocked all season. It's playoff time. We got to step it up. My jerseys I get for, you know, $40 to $50, which is a whole lot cheaper with the sewn-on numbers and the whole shit, so, which is a whole lot cheaper than most people pay. So I figured the money that I save there, why not just let the dog represent as well, you know? The dog runs around sucking attached to my side like a shadow the whole time and cringes when I scream at the screen. So she might as well have a jersey on, you know? The least I could do is gear her up while she cowers in fear while I scream at the top of my lungs at my TV. You know, it's kind of like a parting gift.
Okay.
Yeah. You know, and then I tell her it's okay, and she wags her little tail, and she's wearing a jersey. It's so much cuter. Yeah.
Okay.
Yep, that's what I'm going with there. So, yeah, well, what else do we got? I don't think much.
Do you think some people call it fourth and like 10 Jews? Because they are the hardest to convert.
Jesus. No.
You said it. You said it, Tim Tebow. You just said Jesus,
yep.
Tim Tebow.
Yep. Yeah. Bill Burr on his last show, he has a phrase where he goes, "Oh Jesus!" So now this past week he's been going, "Tebow Jesus." So everybody's catching on. They got the fever, the Jesus fever. I don't know if that sounds as dangerous. I mean, it could be the most lethal virus ever, or it could be something that's kind of makes you better in the end. I don't know, and I don't really know how to handle that. Yeah, the Jesus fever. I'm stricken with the Jesus fever. Yeah, I don't know.
He's pretty much swept the world, huh? Swept the nation, whatever. Swept something.
He sure as shit has. He's kind of convinced me. I still think he's a fag, but otherwise, he's proven to be definitely a competitor, for Christ's sakes. He could fucking run the ball. He could definitely throw the ball, which is something that I thought was, a big flaw that's honestly kind of unexcusable for a quarterback if you can't throw the ball. But he proved he could definitely do that, and, precise-wise, it's obviously not always his first option, but, I guess we'll have to see what happens. I mean, in the long run of his career, if he keeps doing that shit like fucking Vic did, though, it's going to break him down.
I don't think he's going to kill dogs.
You don't think he's going to kill dogs? Well, no. What if he sacrifices them in the name of Jesus? I mean, generally they don't do that in that religion, but you never know. Look, the Jewish people swing around chickens. They cut their heads off and swing them around, and, like, somehow the chicken gets all the sins from that.
What Jewish person does this?
It's a Hasidic Jewish tradition thing. I forget what the actual ceremony is called for that, but they actually do that. They actually swing the chickens around by their heads and spin their neck around. And it's to release all the sins that they do throughout the year. And it goes into the chicken, so that the chicken is a sinner, and that's why it's got to die. True shit.
Okay.
Yeah, it's pretty terrible. So I'm just saying, like, if he decides that he needs to spin a dog around by his head and, give him his sins, like if he has sex or something, I don't know. I don't think that they allow that in, the Baptist religion. But I don't know. I'm kind of reaching at this point. But, yeah, I think I'm all done.
Yeah, sounds good.
Yeah. It was a fun show. We had a musical performance, talked some football, talked some wrestling, here and there on this show. And, I think we're going to go off on that note. So check us out next Thursday, as always. And I don't see why not. So that's what it is. So for the earlier departed, Eric Williams, Dan, and myself, I'll check you motherfuckers out next week. Peace.
right, ladies and gentlemen of fucking America, this is Danny Havoc, and you have been listening to, or possibly are intending to listen to, depending on what this soundbite is meant for, Yakuza Kick Fucking Radio, hosted by Jay and Eric. Eric is the quiet one who I thought was off the phone for a long time, and but then he popped back in like he's the Andy Sumner, the hot tag, and he popped in with amazing force and jackhammered the fuck out of me with his three questions. So tune in next time, because fucking yeah, Yakuza Kick Radio, something.
But you go to the back and you tell your boss that there's a new Yakuza in town. And it's Yakuza Kick Radio, and we're taking over.
We're taking over. We're taking over.